Journalists claim China blocked media access to Olympic sites. By Warner Todd Houston on February 21, 2022. Now that the Genocide Games are in the record books, journalists who covered the Games are finally speaking out to say that China blocked their access to the internet. On Saturday, Louisiana Times reporter Nathan Fenno jumped to his Twitter account to note that his Olympics-approved hotel was blocking the internet service to official sites associated with the Games. Good morning from the Beijing Olympics, where a hotel Wi-Fi is now blocking access to several Olympics-related sites for security reasons as the Games enter their final day, Fenno wrote. ARD-TV reporter Tamara Anthony also chimed in and added a snapshot of the screen journalists are getting that tells them they can't reach a website. If this has been happening since day one of the Genocide Games, the media hasn't said. But now that the Games are over and these reporters are headed back home to the West, some are speaking out. Still, while it seems likely this censorship was occurring throughout the Games, we definitely know that China's zealous security forces were keeping a tight grip on the media during the Games. You have but to recall the bum's rush that a Dutch reporter suffered when he was briskly swept off TV during a live shot on February 4. The reporter, Sjoerd Dendaas, of Noz News, was seen in a video clip shoved and herded away from his camera by a Chinese security agent wearing a black jacket and red armband. The media should have risen in outrage over the incident. But instead, they all to a person remained silent about the mistreatment Sjoerd Dendaas suffered. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.